It was a for us, we'll be breaking camp from a player standpoint this afternoon. I thought we set out some objectives for training camp. That's some things we'll talk about in our afternoon's meeting. Where are we in line with some of those things in terms of the attack and in terms of the ball? So we put in good work. We had another big red zone session today that we wanted to get better at. And so for that part, I've been pleased with the guys' work. We've stressed them, tried to put them in as many pressure scenarios as we could, and that happened again today. So we're going to keep doing that and keep finding out, you know, who operates the best when the heat's on. So that was a big point of that today. So with that, I'll open it up with some questions regarding practice.
Coach, did you get an update on Chris
May? I've not heard an update on Chris. So he bothered his foot during the first part of practice. So Marty said they were going to take a picture of it, and then we'll know from there. And, yeah, we held CJ out today, so he had a strain, so we're hopeful that he'll be back participating back in for tomorrow, and we're hopeful for him to the game, but we'll take it day by day as it goes. So he was able to do some yesterday. We intentionally held him today, and hopefully that'll put him over the top where he's able to participate in the game. So we'll see.
What's your philosophy on two or three quarterbacks carrying it out?
I think it really depends on the year, and I don't know if I have one way to do it, Led. I think if the need for three is there, then I think you should always. It was actually one of the topics that when Ron had come down, it was one of the topics, you know, we talked about. But yeah, I think it depends. I'm going to take that on a year-to-year basis with Thomas, and the times that we want to go with three, we will, and the times that be two, we'll go. So it's, I don't think it's necessarily a year-to-year thing a fixed thing. Well, we played him mostly in the base package. I thought, like, when he was playing over on the defensive end side, he did a good job with his hands. We didn't play him a lot in the nickel package, but we did play him a lot in the base package. So we're encouraged by where he's at. The move to DN's been good for him.
Coach, did you cut back on the reps today about Tevin and Julio?
Yes, I cut on both the reps on Tev and Julio just from the heat from yesterday with Tev. He really wanted to go today. It was just more a precaution for me. I do individual and do that, and then the same thing with Julio. So we're anticipating those guys being fully, you know, ready for the game. It was just really a coach's decision on my end where both of them wanted to go, and I thought they're right where I want them to be, and there was no need to go past that today for those two in specifically.
You said both of them would be fine for the game?
Yep, okay. Yep, 100%.
Listed wide receiver is one of the most competitive positions. What have you learned through this?
Ooh, that's a cool question. The question is, what have we learned from wide receivers? I'd say it's a deep group. That's what we've learned, number one. The special teams factor has been legit there between Williams and Robinson and Hardy, to name a few. McKissick, those are ones that not are just going for it at receiver, but they've understood, like, hey, the special teams is going to be a big part of this as well. So I like the competitiveness of the group. It certainly helps when the leader of that group, you know, has a standard of how he works, talking about Julio. So if you see him busting it like that, it's pretty hard not to follow suit. So we're very fortunate in that way that he has a real standard about how he conducts himself too.
Coach, at this time of year when you're getting rosters finalized, between head, heart, and tape, which kind of has the most priority with you when you look at that?
Well, for sure the tape, number one. Just make sure that's part of it, to say, who do we want to get in against certain matchups to find them? And really, that's what the preseason is about, getting great evaluation. So, and then past that, everything counts. So it's the practices. It's the way you're training. It's the way, like, the studying, you know, like, am I busting out there? So fortunately for us, we pick out guys each night. Let's put on all our plays from camp and dig right in on them. So it's fun to pick a position out a night and just keep going on the evaluation. So each night, it's a kind of a project that Thomas and I go through together. It's been real helpful for us. I say the other thing that stands out, like, he's an ultra competitor. So when they're at the top of the route, he's able to stop and go and close where, like, right at the moment of truth, can he stick his hand in there. So, like, he just refuses to let a rep go by that he's not going to challenge. I think at that, you know, position, the ability to challenge down after down after down, they're going to complete passes, but no, I'm going right back at it again. So I think that along the hips, along with, like, his mindset, that helps a lot too. It does, and Vaughn, one of the things that it involves is having that voice and having the ability to make the calls, make the checks. So he's the one for us on the field that has to kind of direct the traffic. I've seen a real improvement in that. He went through the first 4 days, hit a little lull, and then, man, there was a lot in. And then once we said, okay, in the game, these are going to be the few things that we'll play, it ramped right back up again. I see that spike going up again, you know, this week. The communication is better. He's had more reps at it. He's more familiar with his guys, too. So we wanted to encourage him. Hey, man, like, it's your group to take a hold of when you're on the field, whoever the Mike linebacker is. Call it and run it. And he's done that.
A lot of guys competing at running back right now. How have you evaluated guys like Brandon Wilds fighting for a roster spot?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And for him, ball security is for sure a factor, you know, where we put one down. We've seen him is a very strong runner. And then his ability, what can he do on teams? He's over, you know, 225 pounds, so he can cover, you know, kicks as well. So that's going to be a factor for him for sure. But with Ward going down, you know, the opportunity for him is here, and he's taking advantage of it. You know what? We did, and we showed it to the team today. We showed a couple of highlights each morning in our team meeting, just the different people that are competing in different times. But I think for him to do it time and time again, and you wouldn't be surprised if he ain't done yet. You know, I know he's got 200 and some other stuff to go, but I think we all respect the competitor. Like, early on, you knew how good he was, but then to keep doing it, that's our, we tip our hat to him.
Is Kenny ready to compete with him?
You know, Kenny, I would say, would not be ready. He really looked good. We had a competition at the end. We had some equipment guys run today. One was representing the coaches. One was representing the players to knock a little bit of time off a walkthrough. So even in the equipment room, it's all about competing.
Who represented who?
Kenny represented. He was on the player side today, and they won. So we thought that would happen, and he was the favorite going in, and he came through.
What about that competition, though? It's the new Joey Embu, you know, just having that fun.
Yeah, I think we just like putting guys in random spots when everybody's on it and looking. And Sanu likes to brag the athlete that he is because he can throw it and kick it. So we said, all right, like, you know, let's get out here and go. So his receiver saved him. He missed the first one. Somebody said they called a timeout, so they iced him. So he came back and nailed the second one. So it was a good day. The thing I've been most pleased with the camp is the guys are putting out. They're putting out work for one another, and that's really where it starts. You're going to, you know, just totally bust it for the guy that you're going with, and that's when you get really good. And that part of our work ethic's been on point.
If you could pick one player to race Usain Bolt, you have the best chance, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a good question. Have to be somebody big like Julio. I think if we're going to have two big guys go, then we'd have to go with who on that one.